The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Lots of things happening in Columbus, Ohio today. At the very beginning of the program, I asked you to pray about some important things happening down at the State House, particularly in the House of Representatives. Well, one of those things has happened. The Republican caucus has officially voted to remove Larry Householder as Speaker of the House. The resolution will be presented to the full House of Representatives this coming Thursday at 10 a.m., and I don't think there is any question whatsoever that it will be approved, probably unanimously. It would require 50 votes to be adopted, and I can't imagine any politician in their right mind opposing the removal of the current Speaker of the House. I was hoping that before that happened, and it still could happen, that Larry Householder would simply step aside and do the right thing. Now, I don't know whether he's guilty or not. I don't know. The evidence is pretty convincing. But in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. But even if he is absolutely, completely, unequivocally innocent, with the magnitude of the charges, there is no way he could continue as the Speaker of the House. It's impossible. And so I am convinced, whether he's guilty or innocent, the right thing to do would be to just step aside and resign. And I'm hoping he will do that before Thursday. But the Republican caucus today approved that resolution, and again, it will be presented to the entire House Thursday at 10 a.m. In part, here is the statement from the Republican caucus. The decision by House Republicans today to proceed with removing Larry Householder as Speaker reflects the reality that while he is entitled to his day in court and a presumption of innocence until proven guilty, it has become abundantly clear that he has lost the trust of his colleagues and the public and is unable to effectively lead this chamber. Today begins a new chapter for the House of Representatives. Our first priority is restoring trust and confidence in the institution. We and our colleagues look forward to working with Governor DeWine and our colleagues in the Ohio Senate on real solutions to lay the foundation for economic renewal and a brighter future for all Ohioans. And that was released by Speaker Pro Tem Jim Butler, Majority Floor Leader Bill Seitz, Majority Whip Jay Edwards, and Assistant Majority Whip Laura Lanise. So, well said. It's an excellent statement and well done. Now, what we don't know, now this is a pure assumption on my part. I want you to know that. I think there's a very good chance they have already decided today who will be the next speaker. So when, I don't think it's if, when this resolution is presented to the House of Representatives this Thursday at 10 and it passes, they can immediately present a new speaker for a vote and installation. So there would be no time whatsoever where the House of Representatives would not have a speaker. It would seem the likely candidate would be the Speaker pro tem, Jim Butler. That's not what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing, and again, this is just my contacts, it's down probably to two candidates. And if it is the one I'm thinking of, the Ohio House of Representatives will be in exceptional hands. But don't know. I have not heard. I am not privy to the private conversations of the Ohio House Republican Caucus. So, again, it's purely an assumption on my part, but I am assuming that they hammered that out today, and they probably know today who will be the next speaker. And I'm praying personally it will go in a certain direction. That's all I will say. So anyway, I ask you today to pray that there were some important things going on at the House, the Ohio House of Representatives. This was certainly one of them. Pray about Thursday. Pray that the right person will be put in as the Speaker of the House. The Republicans here in Ohio have taken a huge hit. And you can be absolutely assured this is going to be used in the next election in November. Oh, yeah, big time. So it's very, very important that the Republicans pick someone who is absolutely a paragon of virtue and integrity. I know one such candidate, and anyway, I hope that individual is the next speaker. We'll see. I think we'll know Thursday. We could know sooner if it's leaked who they've chosen, if indeed they've chosen someone. The other big deal involves restaurants and bars, primarily bars. Now, I am not a fan of bars. I am a teetotaler. Not much good happens in bars. Not much good happens after 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Not much good happens late at night. That's why the Bible says the evil heart, you know, loves darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. My mother and father told me there's not much good that happens after midnight. And it's true. But anyway, City Council last night voted unanimously to immediately, beginning tonight, close down all restaurants and bars. Now, not many restaurants are open after 10 o'clock anyway. So this is primarily bars. And isn't it interesting? I didn't know this. I guess I should have. Bar owners interviewed locally say that the overwhelming majority of their business occurs after 11 p.m. Really? The overwhelming majority of the consumption of alcohol occurs after 11 p.m.? That seems like a recipe for disaster to me. But, I don't think city government should be involved in those issues. I really don't. I think they are overreaching. While I am no fan of the bars, I am a fan of doing what's right. And this was a unilateral step taken by city council, led by a bunch of leftists, and I think it was just wrong. Well, it was passed last night, and today a judge has issued a temporary restraining order. A number of restaurants and bars filed a lawsuit against the city of Columbus, saying that the ordinance was an overreach, unconstitutional, et cetera, and a judge has issued a temporary restraining order. Quote, the lawsuit was filed today, the day after Columbus City Council made the decision to restrict bars, restaurants, and nightclubs to be only open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. because of the ongoing spread of the coronavirus. among the many businesses, blah, 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 blah. The businesses say in the lawsuit, the legislation passes unreasonable. They say they've been cooperating with health orders and so forth, but this is just too much. And a judge has agreed with them. So there is a temporary injunction. So the ordinance will not be enforced tonight. But listen to this statement from the city attorney's office. What a view of the liberal left mind. Listen to this official statement from the Columbus City Attorney's Office. The City Attorney's Office is in receipt of the lawsuit, and we're responding. The decision to limit restaurant and bar hours to stop the further spread of the virus wasn't an easy one to make. The folks affected are real people with real jobs and livelihoods. So I understand and appreciate why restaurant and bar owners are frustrated. Listen to this. Columbus has the potential to be the next COVID hotspot, so our leaders have to protect the community's health and safety. Because of potential? Potential. Could happen. Might happen. Hasn't happened. But it could. And just because it could, we, the government, must protect you. What a revelation of the thinking of progressive left-wing government. Not only will we protect you from things that are, we have a responsibility to protect you from things that could happen, maybe, possibly. Interesting times. Interesting times.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, we're gonna head off in a totally, completely different direction than what I had planned. Totally. This just came to me. I want to take an unofficial poll. So get ready to dial 877-BOB-LIVE, okay? And if you choose, you can simply say yes or no. You don't even have to comment. But I would like to take a quick poll of our listeners. Yeah, well, I'll give you the question here in a minute. But again, get ready to dial 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And if you'd like to limit your answer to yes or no, that is fine. Or you can make some comments. All right, here's my question. It has been announced today that a major breakthrough has been made with a potential COVID-19 vaccine, and the first public testing has taken place. Several thousand people down in Georgia have been given the first dose of an experimental vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. The vaccine is a cooperative effort between the U.S. federal government and a pharmaceutical company. And I'm not even going to mention which one it is, because there are probably a dozen pharmaceutical companies that are working on vaccines, and supposedly they're getting very, very close to clinical trials. Now, clinical trials means guinea pigs. All right, guinea pigs. Here's the headline. Virus vaccine put to final test in thousands of volunteers. The world's biggest COVID-19 vaccine study got underway yesterday with the first of 30,000 volunteers helping to test shots created by the U.S. government, which is one of several candidates in the final stretch of the global vaccine race. Quote, There's still no guarantee that the experimental vaccine developed by the National Institutes of Health and the pharmaceutical company will really protect. The needed proof. Volunteers won't know if they're getting the real shot or a dummy version. After two doses, scientists will closely track which group experiences more infections as they go about their daily routines, especially in areas where the virus still is spreading unchecked. Okay. My question is not, will you take the vaccine when it's tested, proven, approved by the FDA for general use? That's not my question. My question is, for the good of mankind, would you volunteer to be a guinea pig? Now, number one, they're not sure yet whether this vaccine is really effective. That's why they're going to try it, and they're going to see how many get the virus and how many don't. Second, they're not completely certain it's safe. And yet, according to the story, over 150,000 people have already volunteered to be a guinea pig. They're taking one for the Gipper. They are willing to take a risk, I guess, for the betterment of mankind. One of the individuals interviewed for the article is a nurse. And she said, of course I will be a volunteer. I've seen people die with this. We need to have a vaccine. Yes, give me a shot. So here's my question for you. Would you volunteer to be a guinea pig? I don't know of any other way to put it. Would you, yes or no? If yes, you're willing to take the risk to help other people. If no, it's not proven. Who knows what will happen? And no, there is no way. I would just like to know, yes or no, would you be willing to be a part of this experimental test? 30,000 have already been chosen for the first test. Over 150,000 have volunteered. Would you? Yes or no? I'm coming up on a break. Get in line and let me know. Now, again, if you just want to say yes or no, that's fine. I just want to take an informal poll. I am just purely curious. How many people would actually participate in this test, this trial? Half of the people will get the real vaccine. Half of the people will get nothing but saline liquid. Yes or no? Would you be a part? All right, give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483.